You see, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Barbara Edick, BARBARAEDICK, date of birth 02/01/1949, date of appointment April 6, 2026, requesting physician Hafiz Rehman, HAFEEZREHMAN. Dear Dr. Rehman, I have the pleasure of seeing Barbara Edick today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who fell last summer. She had a CT of the head done. She's having short-term memory problem, trouble sleeping. She's writing notes for herself, having some balance problem. She's tired all the time. Even sleep does not help for tiredness. Her hand shakes left more than the right. When she wants to use the hand, she has more shaking. Not driven for a year. She lives alone. She does not have any dog. She pays the bills. Hand and feet are numb. Past medical history. Anemia, anxiety, arthritis, incontinence, overactive bladder, depression, diabetes, GERD, chronic heart failure, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, stage 2 kidney disease, PTSD, obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, thyroid goiter, past surgical history, total replacement of the left knee, total replacement of the right hip, extraction of the cataract, hammer toe operation, herniorrhaphy, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, hysterectomy, parathyroidectomy, and thyroidectomy. Allergy, acetaminophen, codeine, meperidine, sulfisoxazole, medication, albuterol, benzonatate, buspirone, acetylcypram, famotidine, ferrous sulfate, flonase, fluconazole, gabapentin, ketoconazole, lisinopril, loperamide, losartan, metformin, monjaro, mupirocin, nicotine patch, nystatin cream, omeprazole, ondansetron, potassium chloride, synthroid, Zithromax, socialisti, smokes 15 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is retired, she is widow, lives alone, have 3 children. One deceased due to cancer. One sister, 2 brother. Review of the please write family history. Mother, father deceased, had diabetes, one sister, 2 brother. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that sheer headache, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, PTSD, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, I did mini mental status examination, and she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Please rewrite again. The sensory system examination revealed absent pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait, ataxic, Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan. 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, mild cognitive impairment. Number 3, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, PTSD. Number 8, back pain. Next paragraph. I offered the medication for her memory issue, but patient refused it. I advised her to keep on taking vitamin B12. Her fall is due to the peripheral sensory neuropathy. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Blood test already done by the primary care doctor. I will review the CT of the head. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office after this test will be done.